If I was surprised at myself for letting the guy in, Chico and Carousel were more so. They clearly believed me incentivized enough, so they were silent as I brought down the hall a tall young man, so unearthly in his beauty he should have been on a billboard for some sort of underwear. I only came up to his bicep, which I noticed because he was in one of those shirts with the sleeves ripped out. He was tanned to the colour of ironbark honey, and his hair was white blonde and long and straggly in that, oops, am I bedraggled and phenomenal kind of way? And if there's a way to describe his eyes, I don't know it, and I'm not a writer, so I'll have to use a few clichés. Like those rivers of ice up in the Scandinavian mountains, so light in their blue that they're more a reflection of the sky than anything of themselves. Now, I'm not a girl who falls all over the hot boy. I'm really not. But that said, in Chillingham, New South Wales, there are only about 5 boys with straight teeth and 2 eyes that look in the same direction, and 4 of them would be unaware of books being anything other than a printed guide for growing high-quality weed. So I admit, part of the reason I didn't send the guy away was that I needed a bit longer to look at him. And I was not the only one having a good old-fashioned stare. Chico and Carousel were speechless in their recliners, ashy joints loose in their gums. This was truly a man, though he might be too young to be called a man, who stopped time. And he was also a man who was used to this sort of reaction because he waited until we all remembered to breathe and then smiled, revealing the sort of teeth dentists' children have, and stopped our collective hearts again for a moment. Chico whistled through his dentures. So I see why Lulu let you in, and I see why. I stepped in quickly, because I truly hadn't let him in just because I wanted to stare at him. No, you don't. I think you need to hear what this guy has to say. What was your name again? I hadn't forgotten. He bowed his 6-foot frame an inch or so and smiled. Adolf. I'm Adolf Reusinger. I'm from Germany and I'm travelling the world following the footsteps of Jesus Christ. I am looking for the shrine he left on his journey through the Baja. And there it was. And I got a little of my own back on the smug bastards. They had nothing to say to that. They just sat silently until a piece of glowing ash fell and burned Chico's leg and he said, fucking hell. Adolf. And Jesus. I think this should be my last joint. He put the thing in the old tin can on the coffee table and gestured for Adolf to sit in the old donkey chair. My chair. I frowned and pulled over another, even worse, from a murky corner of the room. The mule chair. Clearly, I was no longer the most interesting thing that had happened in the last 10 years. I was now the epitome of normalcy, and the exploding moose and suicidal elephant were mundane next to the Calvin Klein Hitler smiling beautifully before them.